today.
Here we are again at the start of another hour of America Tonight. And right off the bat, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is visiting us this time around. Justin, we haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
Good. And, you know, I know I'm not on here as often as I would like, but it is always a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. A lot of things happening in Washington. You got Harry Reid, the Senate leader, says that the new weapons ban simply will not pass. So what's that about?
Well, he came out today and said that the weapons ban was only going to get about 40 votes, which is, of course, far short from the 60 needed to move forward. This isn't necessarily surprising coming from Harry Reid, since he is somebody who is from a, typically pro-gun state, and has historically been pretty well liked by the National Rifle Association. But that aside, you know, this was an acknowledgement of simple politics and the simple makeup of the Senate, and the fact that this is something that really could not have been done through typical measures. Dianne Feinstein, who sponsored this, has responded with disappointment, but she says that she is nevertheless going to try to move forward with it as an amendment. However, you know, other measures in this are still going forward, including background checks, which is a major, push from the administration that they are really trying to get done, as well as a limit on magazines. So, it's not a total loss for, stronger gun control advocates, but the most robust piece is going to be missing from this.
Yeah. Let's go overseas for a second. Syria, I saw a report today that they were saying from the State Department that there was a high probability that Syria used chemical weapons. Wow. I mean, so many people have already been killed in these two-plus years. What's the latest on what they're saying out of the White House about Syria?
Jake Carney today said that he was not sure whether or not this is something that can fully be taken seriously right now. This, is, of course, is being looked at by the State Department. But in the past, the White House has made some pretty provocative statements about chemical weapons, saying that if they were to use it, there would certainly be consequences. And as a result of this report, we are seeing some hardliners in the Senate trying to push forward for some more robust responses to it. We had Lindsey Graham today coming out and saying that if this was something that was true, this would warrant a military response from the U.S., and that's something that we're likely going to be hearing on the Hill as this story develops. This is something that could really be a game changer in terms of how the international community relates with it, since this would be something that would be, clearly more illegal and, more reprehensible than what he has done previously, and could really sway the international community in the rebels' direction.
Wow. I'm going to bounce back to the U.S. because this has been big on this show on America Tonight, the immigration reform stuff. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was telling a lot of the scribes that the bipartisan House group working on this immigration reform, what he's saying is essentially an agreement on a plan to come to grips with this, to solve the riddle. Is that true? Are they really that close in the House?
We've also heard things from the other side of the aisle as well. Today, Steny Hoyer told reporters that, Steny Hoyer, the minority whip for the Democrats, told reporters that a deal on immigration reform was really close at hand, and that it is something that actually includes a pathway to citizenship, which is something that, of course, is going to be controversial among more of the, hardline immigration hawks within the House. So it looks like, all the pieces are in place for this to move forward in the House, which is, something that's quite shocking since, just a year ago, it looked like immigration reform would be something that would be absolutely impossible. But, in purely crass political terms, it looks like the election and, the loss that Republicans suffered among Hispanics and whatnot is really fueling this fire and makes it look like there is going to be some, tangible results within the next year or so.
Yeah. And then the big one, the Easter egg roll, is it going to be canceled?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. That is something that the White House has invoked today. They said that this is something that may be pushed back because of sequestration. Of course, this would be something that would, kind of have the same psychological effect as canceling the White House tours. And, the administration has been sort of noncommittal on this. But this would, of course, be something that would absolutely garner quite a bit of controversy considering how, beloved this is. The Easter egg roll is as a White House tradition. It is always sort of a fun event. I know in recent years the theme has been exercise and whatnot, and is something that, you know, really attracts a lot of local children and whatnot, and is, you know, something that would really break a lot of hearts if it was canceled.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you.
All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to mix it up a little, odds and ends, talk more about Syria, which you just heard in that conversation with Justin Duckham. The White House kind of ducking the big question, but NATO nations are certainly trying to come up with some contingencies to end the two-year war. How many people have died in this thing? And now the fact that it looks like chemical weapons were used. Wow, you have to be kidding me. Could Assad be more of a murderous thug? Is it time to step in and say, hey, you know, we've saved so many other people, so why is Syria just sitting there blowing in the wind? What would you do? Would you jump into this? In the meantime, you got Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, saying, forget this aid to Egypt. It's ridiculous how much money we are pumping into foreign lands when they've relied on us for so long, and we can't afford it. After all, we're operating with a very big plastic credit card, and you see what happened there with the sequester, and now what's starting to happen in government agencies where a lot of people are starting to feel the effects, getting 20% cuts. You know, it's the little guys even in the government that are feeling it. Isn't it funny? You have the Democrats and the Republicans always talking about the middle class, but even in government you have the so-called middle class workers, and they're the ones that are getting the bigger cuts with the furloughs. It's not the people at the top of the chain. And would you be surprised to learn that former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford advances? Do you believe it? Boy, people in South Carolina have short memories. Or they don't care about a governor who says he was in the Appalachian Trail when he was really fooling around with his mistress in South America. Remember all of that stuff? I guess how quickly they forget. Plus, we beat up on Bloomberg for saying no more big gulps. But then this study comes out, if you believe the brainiacs at Harvard, and they're saying that sugary drinks could be linked up to 180,000 deaths a year worldwide, 25,000 in the United States alone. Are you addicted to those sugary drinks? Here's my stance on this. If somebody wants to drink big gulps all day long, it's their prerogative, but not everybody feels that way. It's interesting when you go down a grocery aisle and you see the kinds of drinks that are offered. They just do seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I still think that Michael Bloomberg has bigger fish to fry, and he should focus on that instead of being worried about how much sugary substances people are consuming at how many ounces, because he thinks that's going to cut obesity. I disagree with that. And many of the doctors that we've had on the show, they say, nah, if that were the magic pill, then that's all we had to cut out. Boy, wouldn't that be an easy thing? And so I don't believe that's true. And the Pentagon bans 6-millimeter mortar rounds after a wicked accident with a bunch of Marines in Nevada. I got the details on that coming up next here on ATN. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment food basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Tonight, strong because I say that I am drinking a giant-sized Wawa coffee, and you know, here's to 24 ounces. Michael Bloomberg, will you take my 24-ounce coffee away? Hopefully not. This is pretty good stuff. I have to have my coffee maybe twice a day, but at least once a day. Some people get up and they have to jog or run to the gym. I gotta have coffee. Once I have coffee, I'm okay. And the jury's out on coffee. If you're playing along, you'll see that the New England Journal of Medicine will tell us there's benefits in coffee, and we'll read that coffee has certain things in it that are helpful to your health. And then we'll get thrown a curveball once in a while, and we'll read that it's not good for us to have too much caffeine, and that includes coffee and blah, blah, blah. There used to be a crazy song about that. And I'm going to think of the name of it. Give me an hour or two. My mind, it's just a steel trap, I tell you. All right, this is a sad, sad story. And somebody sent me actually a text on this pretty much right after it had happened in Hawthorne. A mortar shell explosion killed, they say, 7 Marines and injured a bunch more. This was this exercise that takes place. It's a traditional thing, mountain warfare, they call it, in the high desert. So the Pentagon immediately stopped the use of these weapons until they can figure out what happened there. It happened Monday night at this facility that they use heading overseas. I mean, they do these exercises with the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. That's who was there from Camp Lejeune, and a bunch of other Marines from the unit were injured in that in what happened there. What happened is the mortar round exploded in the firing tube during the exercise. And, I mean, you could tell the Brigadier General, tough guy, this Jim Lukeman, you could tell that he was getting pretty teary-eyed talking about it. He said they're trying to figure out what it was. I mean, what's this malfunction thing? So the Pentagon puts the brakes on it, just banning it from firing any, don't fire any more of these 60-millimeter mortar rounds until they can determine what it was. It was something in the firing tube. For those of you who are junkies on this kind of stuff, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you've seen them. You look at some of the bunkers at Hawthorne, for example, and they have an incredible setup there. That's why clearly it's one of the better training facilities. But they can't have that happen. So they're getting people ready to go overseas, and then sadly this is what happens. I mean, it's just the worst of the worst. And you know, what do you do? And once the once they learn, or once we learn that the Marines were killed, it's interesting. I said to somebody about this, well, what do they, you know, what do they actually do for the families? And what do they do for these guys? And they say, well, what they do is they lay a wreath, and then they have a bunch of other arrangements at a park, and they have a flag that flies at half staff right there, right within the boundary. They just honor those Marines, you know, the best that they can, because it's such a shocking thing to have it happen on our shores, and just a freak accident, something that happened with the weaponry. But, you know, this is mortar. And this is why I bring this up. This mortar is something that you think of all the advancements in technology, you know, we've had. But it's interesting with weapons. Some of you know who have different kinds of guns. The mortar has changed very little since World War II. It's one of the easiest weapons to use, and that's why they use it. And it's why it's found at the lower levels of infantry. It's, you know, it's a pipe. It's got a firing pin at the bottom. And even though some things could go wrong with it, it's so simply put together, and it's, again, easy to use. This is why they use it, because they feel that it's pretty safe, and they're not expecting something like that to you know, happen. And it's just a weird phenom. They call it a sympathetic detonation. Ooh, sympathetic detonation. Again, office. They're awful. They're looking at maybe if the Marines actually did this properly and did have something to do with that, or, you know, whatever. The catastrophic event, though, really, when you think of Hawthorne and the importance of it, is in military history. It's the staging area for ammunition for our country, for bombs and rockets for the war. That's it. You know, do you ever think about this? Well, okay. Well, what's the final jumping off spot? What's the final spot for that? And the answer is this area. That's where they do this. This is where they deploy these people. That's why they're there. I mean, at its peak, you had 5,500 to 6,000 people running around there. I've actually been by it a couple of times, and it's pretty phenomenal. Like I said, the digs and the way they have it set up. So, boy, when they're training people at that kind of climate and that elevation, because it's similar to the terrain that they have in Afghanistan. So, you know, this is terrible to have any kind of an accident like that. They certainly have had them there in the past, but it's very, very rare. It's a small town. That's why all the elements are perfect for this, because in the town in Hawthorne, you're talking, you know, 3,000 people or so live there. But this is a big game changer, and one that's not probably talked about too much, other than the fact that the Marines died. But now you got some of the holes filled in there as to why this, I think, is significant, because they got to figure out whatever the cause of this malfunction was with the detonation. So when we have so many of those troops going there as the final stop, like I said, they don't have this happen again. All right, I mentioned Syria and the fact that while you were sleeping, did you realize, yes, we're making plans. Now, the Obama administration is saying, they're rejecting the whole Assad game as that this is, you know, this is a sign of desperation by the government to draw attention away from what they're doing for the atrocities to humanity. Because you got to think of the amount of people that you got to think about the amount of people that died here. 70,000 people died. 70,000 people died. More than 1 million refugees, almost 3 million people just displaced. But did they use chemical weapons? It's just like when we went through the whole deal with Iraq and what was being used there and, weapons of mass destruction and the hunt for that, but also the idea of the chemical weapons. So here we are, 3 years into this stuff in Syria, and they're calling to step up the game and to do something to have the top military brass of all these NATO countries to come up with some kind of a plan to put an end to the president, to the president's regime. How about take him out with a bullet? How about assassinate him? I mean, really? He's that heavily guarded? We can't get to Assad? What is that? Was it the people we had better assassins in the 70s and in the 80s than we have now? I mean, this situation just gets worse and worse and worse. There's no end in sight to this civil war. Or should it be like, hey, you know what? Is it our business? Do we need to just parachute out of this and say, hey, you know, we can't help you here. We can't do much to help you because we have to stop getting involved in all of this in the Middle East. Or, as Lepperman says, use a drone. Use a drone. But only he and I like the drones. Everybody else is bombarding the idea of drones because of collateral damage. But, I mean, really, there's nothing they can do to take them out. Well, we've been dealing with them now. 70,000 people have been killed. And what happened was Syria has a state-run news agency. Of course they have a state-run news agency. And they said 25 people were killed in a chemical attack in this village in the northern regions of Syria, and that 86 people were wounded, some of them critically. And they published pictures of the kids and others on stretchers in what looked like a hospital ward. So that started the conversation. Even the White House spokesperson Jay Carney said the U.S. is looking carefully at the allegations, but they're skeptical of any claims coming from Assad's regime. Hang with us. Some of the numbers next.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This great nation, a big fat reminder that we have March Madness coming up here on this show. On our next show, in fact, in the third hour, your chance to win some awesome prizes, which means we've got to clear out the prize closet. And all you have to do is participate. You got to give us a little hoop scores. We might even actually pick out two random games because now we're into the thick of it. So here's the thing. What do you do when you have a lot of conversation about guns and you're on the gun control side and you see what's happened in Newtown, Connecticut? So now, sadly, because nobody wants that, but sadly, you have a springboard to say, listen, this is not good what this guy was able to do, what this kid Adam Lanza was able to do when he went into Sandy Hook Elementary, and if we could just get rid of the so-called assault weapons, we could protect your kids more. So, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California was hot on the trail of this and really felt like she had a chance to see this thing pass. But, on Tuesday, when you find out that fewer than 40 of the chamber's 100 members support this White House-backed bill, to renew a ban against so-called assault weapons, it means it's going nowhere. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Said time and time again, I want people to have the ability to vote on assault weapons, mental health, safety in schools, federal trafficking, CLIPS, everything. But I cannot do that until I get a bill on the floor.
All right, so no bill on the floor. That ban will not be included in the gun control legislation that's going to the Senate. And that, he says, as you heard there, gives the other measures a chance at passage. So here's the answer. Is this a thumbs up or a thumbs down that happened? What say you, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Big Al says, wow, unbelievable that nobody backs the assault weapons ban. Kate, what is wrong with people? How much ammunition do they need, for goodness sake? Listen, I have a handgun. No need to feel like I have to be Rambo in my own home. People are sick and twisted in this country, and I'm not afraid to say it. Wow! Do you think people are sick and twisted that don't want to see the assault weapons ban go through again? And based on also what we saw during the Clinton administration, did it work? Did it do anything to dissuade any kind of mass killings? Which is, of course, what all of this is fueled by, the emotion of that of things that have happened, certainly in the more recent past, not just Connecticut, but also what happened in Colorado. So Feinstein says, obviously, I'm very disappointed. The enemies on this are very powerful. I've known that all my life. So the assault weapons ban, not passing the Senate, really unlikely in any case, and has become so unpopular, it risks taking down all the other measures, the restrictions on weapons trafficking, the expansion of federal background checks, all of that. So, hey, you want something to pass, boom, this is gone. That's why Reid took that quick action and made it a point to say in some pretty blunt remarks, and you heard a little bit of them there, that this isn't happening. And Feinstein is pretty raw about this, because you got to remember, she was part of that San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and she found Mayor Harvey Milk dead in his office. She was a person who found him. People forget that because so much time has passed. And that was part of what actually fueled her to push this the first time around, but it's a no-go. It is gone. It's not happening. I mean, forget the assault weapons ban. Less than 40 votes? Less than 40 votes? Nowhere near 60. So there wasn't a lot of help from some of the other Democrats there in the Senate chambers. It was just too red hot, too controversial. Gun rights advocates are saying that the difference between assault weapons and non-assault hunting rifles is really just a cosmetic tweak. That's all it is, and that banning guns based on some kind of style aren't going to make any of us any safer. So if you proposed the ban of this, it would be an entire class of firearms, and then that would be the beginning of possibly slipping away for the theory that, you know, there's going to be a massive gun overhaul and guns are going to be taken away. So I pose the question again, fair or foul? Is this a good thing? Is this a victory? Or is this a sad day in America, like Senator Feinstein says? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net like Derek did from Washington. And Derek said, Kate, I'm sure you'll talk about this on the show. I just have to say, bravo that the assault weapons ban was not jammed through in this bill that's being proposed that's going to talk about extra background checks, which I support even as a Second Amendment person. But I cannot go there with the weapons of any sort, because I think it's a slippery slope. So I say it was good that many of the Democrats backed out of this one, don't you think? Well, they knew there's no way. You had Democratic senators from Alaska, Arkansas, Louisiana, because I was looking up the vote, Montana, North Carolina, South Dakota, and West Virginia. They're all in the throes of getting reelected in 2014, and these are definitely states where gun rights are just part of the culture, and it's too significant to try to clip those rights. That's not going to happen. You're not getting reelected in any of the places that I mentioned, Democrat, Republican, whatever, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to talk about pulling any kind of guns. It's not going to happen, and that's why they didn't go there. And plus, you know, what Reid is hoping is he'll be able to come back around on this, but he knows there's no way any of this other stuff will happen. The gun, the background checks, anything else, he knows that none of this will happen. And a lot of people really truly believe that the White House thinks that the checks especially would be more significant, would be a bigger advance than the assault weapons ban anyway. They had to know when this was thrown out there that this really didn't have much of a push or much of a chance to get all the way through. And with endangered species at the Hill, which are the Senate Democrats, there's no way that they were going to take the pressure of the White House to vote for it. And so, you know, that's the thing. And now they get a chance to go on record to vote against it. So it's actually a win for them, a huge, huge win. So there you go. With all of the push and pull and the tug of war, which was so heavy on the bill as a whole, and then taking away the assault weapons part of it, you know, this was set up. This was definitely going to happen this way. I mean, it, you know, it's like a script. We could have read the script, which we did. If you went back into the archives of America Tonight, and so many people would call up and be worried about this, or other people would call up and say, hey, it's about time they do that. We knew it wasn't going anywhere. We knew that it was going to be foiled, that there was no way that this was going to get pushed through. Cannon Fodder says, believe it or not, Princess, I can reference to a former life. I cannot believe that the assault weapons ban wasn't a layup. It just shows you what idiots the people are in Washington. They only care about getting reelected, and that's why they're playing to the red meat in the districts that they know they need the votes from. Well, yeah, that's obvious. That's why I named the various places from Alaska, Arkansas, on down. That's it, 100%. And you're not going to get those people. You're not going to get those people to do the touchpad thing, or I don't know if anyone actually even pulls a lever anymore. But that's not happening. All right, let's go to Sally in Washington. Hey, Sally, what do you think?
I think that Dianne Feinstein needs to watch Columbo, the reruns, because if you watch Columbo, you can kill anybody with a paperweight, whatever. It's not the guns. People kill people. It's just the matter what they use.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to get that through someone like her's brain. People. And then did they put the gun that killed? Did you say that she came upon Harvey Milk and that he was killed?
Yeah, she was the one who found Harvey Milk in his office dead, yeah.
Okay, well, did they put the gun in jail? No. They put the person in jail. They put people in jail. They don't put the guns in jail for killing. The motive goes to the person's heart. And I don't know why people can't get that. I really don't get it.
Yeah.
It's the person's motive. And if they want someone dead, they will kill with poison, with rocks, knives, whatever. How is that so complicated?
Yeah.
To understand.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah. Sally, thanks. Appreciate the call. You can throw in your 2 cents, just like Sally did, at 855-266-KATE. Or let me give you the other digits, 855-266-5283.
such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Feel it. Give it to me. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of free. But it makes no difference, cause it knocks you up.
Former congressman from Ohio last week. You have a chance to catch it if you go to the website americatonight.net. Click on what you missed, and it's right there at the top. He's written a book called Sideswipe that's getting a lot of play on, Huffington Post, Time Magazine did a piece about it and, you know, whatnot. And if you click on that, you'll get to hear him just trash the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, as they've known each other for a very long time, both being from Ohio. And, you know, his book is really an interesting read. He spent a bunch of time in Iran, learned Farsi, which had really nothing to do with his political career. It just happened to be what he decided to do on a whim after he was in the state level. He had a chance to, he made friends with some people and had a chance to go to Iran, did that. Ended up coming back, ran for Congress, and got caught in the whole Jack Abramoff thing. And he has plenty to say about what's happening in Washington. And really, part of what he talks about is playing for another day, that it's all about the campaigning, 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 which is what we're talking about. People who aren't, this was kind of the theme of our last show, the authenticness that seems to be lacking, or at least we believe it's lacking in Washington after the Republicans say, hey, they're going to just re-rack everything, and they're coming up with a rebranding idea, and that's what they need to do. They need to rebrand the party so that they can reach out to Hispanics and women and other people that they didn't fare so well with in the last election. Most of that was centered on the presidential race. But isn't it interesting that it still comes back to that same quality that seems to be pretty elusive, and it's because of the idea of getting elected, getting elected, getting elected, and the machine around you. And I think part of that also is, too, that people don't live in Washington. So where you used to be there longer and have conversations with the people that you were actually working on legislation with, you weren't flying in on Tuesday and leaving late on Thursday or maybe staying into Friday or whatever. You had more time to be around the people in Washington. And, you know, frankly, I think that made a difference probably, too. And it's just a whole different game in D.C. But I want to beat up in D.C. in this segment. I wanted to tell you about something that I found that is kind of a follow-up to a story we talked about a ton. Now, we had a rash of airplane crashes that, you know, what happened ultimately was, what happened? How did that plane crash? If you remember, back a few years ago, an Air France plane carrying almost 230 people from Brazil to France crashed into the Atlantic Ocean and just wiped out everyone on board. It was one of the worst accidents in aviation history. And they finally released the judicial report. And you know what they found? What do you think was the cause of this accident? There's some things that come to mind, right? And you know, I didn't even think about this at the time. It's the lack of sleep. The pilot had 1 hour of sleep. 1 hour of sleep. I ask you, how good are you, America, and everybody outside the borders listening to us? A big hello to our fans in Japan and in the UK. How good are you at doing anything on 1 hour sleep? And that's what happened. You know how they know? Marc Dubois, who was the pilot who was killed, he said, I didn't have enough sleep last night. 1 hour, it's not enough. It was recorded. It was there. They had it once they listened back. He was taking a scheduled nap when the plane was whipped up by a tropical storm, and he took more than a minute to respond to his co-pilot's calls for help. So it was the fatigue. And, you know, fatigue in the airline industry, in the aviation industry, is pretty frequent. And especially lately, there seems to be more conversation about this with the crazy irregular shifts. Now, some of you listening to me totally relate to that bag of irregular shifts because you're our beloved third shifters. But what kind of sleep are you getting to do the job that you do? A lot of you working in factories, you're teachers, you're up late, you're grading papers. But how much sleep are you getting? And what is that? If you get 1 hour sleep, I'm serious. What can you do in 1 hour sleep, especially when you're talking about flying a plane? So last year, the National Sleep Foundation survey showed that transportation workers found that 1 in 5 pilots said they made a serious error due to sleep deprivation. And that's cropped up before. And that really, I think, raises a very, very big question. If you remember, because what happened to the Air France flight happened in 2009. There was also another horrible crash that happened in New York. It was a regional airline flight from Newark, New Jersey. I'll never forget this one because I have a friend that lives in this area in Buffalo that went from Newark to Buffalo that crashed the same year. And the FAA decided to change their policy because of the fatigue numbers. So now the new regulations that take effect next year expand, this is next year though, expand a pilot's minimum rest period between shifts from 8 hours to 10. And they also require pilots to have at least 30 consecutive hours off once a week, and all pilots have to affirmatively state whether they are fit for duty before takeoff. Yeah, I guarantee some veteran pilot who's had 1 hour sleep is not going to say, I am not fit for duty. I'm not fit for duty at this time. However, the idea that they have the 30 consecutive hours off, you have more of a chance, and also moving the shifts from 8 hours to 10, because you got to figure getting to the airport and all that other stuff, and, you know, people calling sick, things happen naturally, right? So my question is, my bigger question is, why do we have to wait until next year? Can we not kick this in right now? We're seeing that fatigue is a huge problem, but we can't start the policy until next year. I mean, come on. Are we not having flights take off constantly every single day? Yes, we are. So why not do it now? I mean, look, any pilot or any group of pilots that have sleep deprivation should have enough common sense to not fly. I mean, they have a responsibility to the passengers, the crew, and anyone on the ground. It really brings to life, I think, the script and the movie that Denzel Washington portrayed in Flight, the pilot he portrayed, that there is some truth to that. That whole cowboy up attitude and that I can, you know, I've flown this way altered for so long, so you have to figure that's what it is. You know, you think you're okay, and I'm all right. I can fly. But I blame some of this on even also the unions and the bids for the flights. That's what happens. In some cases, that's what happens for the pilots. They have to do that. So they try to cram a whole bunch of flights into a very small window, and then that allows them the big chunk of time off. And that's what they should do, is you just can't do that anymore. You know, it's like places where you work, and some of you might have done this at one point in your life, you know, where you work somewhere and you cram it all in. You have these crazy long hours for 3 days, and then you have 4 days off. Have you ever done that? Have you ever worked even a place where instead of 8 hours, you technically are working 10 or 11 hours, so you have that extra day? I mean, it is a killer. It's a killer. It seems good at the time, but then when you actually go through it, it's just not quite what you thought. But for a pilot, you know, for these pilots, that's what, you know, bidding. And then there they are trying to sweep up the time at the end. I mean, in one way, they've got families, they have other things that they're involved in, and so just like anyone else, they're trying to get the most out of it. But, ooh, who are they risking? So my problem is, they know what's happened. They knew what happened with these two flights that I just mentioned, and they realize they got to change it. So why wait for the regulations, right? It's March right now. We can't kick this in the next month or two. Give me a break.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.